This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Colorado, purchase limits for marijuana may soon double under a bill that has cleared the state house. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The limit now is 1 ounce per day of marijuana, and state lawmakers want to increase that to 2 ounces to help a struggling industry. Representative William Lindstedt said the current limit is one of many regulations that are hurting businesses.
We are going to go from the first state to pass recreational sales to the first state to fail at recreational sales if we stay on this track.
But opposition comes from schools and law enforcement and parents like Sharon Alvarez. She said her teenage son is addicted to marijuana.
His brain is nowhere near maturity, and now this bill is just going to make it easier for him to get, and he'll have more opportunities to obtain marijuana.
The bill now moves to the state Senate. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A CU Anschutz patient made history recently as the first person with Parkinson's disease to experience a treatment that doctors are calling groundbreaking. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The patient's name is Kate. She's 75 and has struggled with Parkinson's, a neurodegenerative condition, since 2019. At CU Anschutz on Friday, doctors showed how electrical messages controlled by a computer program can be sent to electrodes implanted in her brain to ease symptoms like tremor. Kate says the treatment seems to help.
It's been a long time and I have grandchildren and I really want to see my grandchildren, see them grow, so it's given me hope.
Doctors say the breakthrough promises to dramatically improve treatment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. A mostly sunny spring day across the Front Range today, highs in the 70s.